welcome you to the preaching service of the Scotts Fork Christian Church. I'm Otis Clark, the minister, and we're so pleased to have you sharing in this podcast. We've been having some gorgeous weather here in Kentucky, and I feel that we're going to have a gorgeous day this Lord's Day, the 20th of August, 2023. This morning, we're going to talk about a message entitled Calm in the Storm. A lot, probably most of our children and youth have returned to school, returned to colleges, universities, technical schools, and the things of that nature. And probably if I could talk with parents, I would have a lot of parents saying that, you know, they have a lot of concern. We're mindful as we start these school years, this school year, that a lot has happened in the last number of years, school shootings and very, very bizarre happenings. And not only that, so much is going on in our world. And I believe with all of my heart that we would do well to realize that while all of these storms are going on, that we can find calm in the storm. It has been said when tough times hit us, whether it's financial, physical and mental, or spiritual, it can make it harder to trust God. And so I'm going to talk about five things, and if you have a paper and pencil by, maybe you do, that you might want to jot down some things that can bring calm to you in the time of doubt. And so that's very important, because I believe with all of my heart that God cares about us. Peter said, cast all your cares upon him because he cares about you, is that he would want us to know calm and help even in the times of storm. We know that in the teachings of the beloved John, that he said, in this world you're going to have trouble. But I do say here at the front end of a message that we need to do everything we can to not get ourselves into a storm. A lot of the storms we experience in life are a big part of our doings. And so what we need to do is to do everything we can not to bring storms into our life. The first thing that I want to talk about to help us handle a storm and find calm in the storm is to rebuke doubt. Rebuke doubt. Doubt is the biggest deterrent to our faith. And we know that in the great Hebrew book and in the faith chapter of the Bible, Hebrews 11, that it says it is impossible to please God without faith. And so the biggest deterrent is doubt. And so when we need to see when doubtful thoughts bubble up, we need immediately to give them our eviction notice. And what we need to do is to realize that there are many teachings in God's Word to help us to rebuke doubt. For instance, we need to get into our minds. And friends, this is so important. As you've heard me say many a time, that behavior is learned. And with studying the Scriptures and seeking to be a student of the Scriptures and seeking to know God's will, there is so much that we need to do, our responsibility, so we can handle. Like I said just a moment ago, we know that the hardships will come. As long as we live in this world, as long as Satan is alive, we're going to have difficulties. But what we need to understand that there are many, many scriptures that can help us in rebuking doubt. I share with you, and I know that you probably have thought about this, but that is this, is that the word can and can't, they are poles apart. And I would like for you to understand that God in His Word, with faith in Him, is that we need to understand that nothing is impossible with God. And so when we're in the storm and we're seeking to rebuke now, here are a couple of verses that I would like for you to think about, and they're so, so powerful, and that is in Philippians 4:13, and that is where Paul, and I'm going to read the verse and that where he says that my God, now listen to me, will supply all of your need. Also in Philippians 4:13, I believe I got those backwards. Philippians 4:19 is my God will supply all your needs, and Philippians 4:13 is I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now friends, it's important that we have particular verses that we can reach out to and wrap our arms around and embrace when a storm or storms come in our life. And I submit to you that is of astronomical importance. When I was studying at Kentucky Christian University back in 86 through 88, went back to school, was 44 years old, 43. And I remember Ben Merrill, the great, great preacher, Ben Merrill and his sweet wife, Pat, is that she spoke to us and they had a lot of difficulties in life. And one of their big difficulties was that they had a son who had gotten into the drug world. And he really got into it deeply. One time he brought a friend home and to his home, to his mom and dad's home, and the young man, the next morning they went to check on him, and they found him dead. Evidently, he had taken a lot more drugs than any of them thought, and so needless to say, that was a devastating thing. But also, one time in the newspaper, the headlines, or not headlines, well, it did make headlines to some degree, I guess, and that it had in there about their son and his involvement in the drug world. And so Pat said, let me share something. She spoke to us one time, his wife, and she said, let me tell you something, that when you share in this kind of a storm, when you share in these kind of happenings, she said, many times it's so advantageous to have different verses that you can call to mind that can help you in the time of storm, how that you can find some calmness in the time of a storm. And she mentioned, I forget which verses she mentioned, but she said she had a couple of verses that she would just continually quote, continually keep before her to help her keep her focus, help her to have some semblance of mind and to get through that particular storm. And so what we need to do, what many times when they come, when the storms come, that as I said just a moment ago, that it can make it a lot more difficult to trust God when the storms come. But if you have these words and you'll look back and you'll see that as you got through that particular trial, that it was because of knowing these words from the greatest book in the world that you were able to get through the particular storm. Replace with hope. And that's what Paul said. And you might need to realize the setting that Paul was in when he wrote these words. Hard for me to imagine. He was in a dungeon, dirty old prison. And he writes the Philippian letter to the Christians there in Philippi and for people for all time to come. And he says to them that my God will supply all our needs. And he says, I can do all things and through Christ. And so that is a very, very important thing to understand. You see, you go back to the very beginning of the book of Genesis, and before that anything really happens, before we sin and all of that, that we deal with doubt. For instance, I'm sure Adam and Eve, when they were tempted by Satan and so forth, and they got to the point that they questioned, well, really, will it make any difference? Will it really make any difference? And then after we deal with the doubt, then we move in to entertaining, doing something that would be against what God would want us to do. So one of the ways that we can find calm in the storm is to rebuke doubt. And then secondly, I would like to encourage you to wrap your arms around this, is to find a story, an account in the Holy Word that helps you to find help in, and that you can identify with in a time of storm. You see, there's really nothing new under the sun. Things which transpired from Genesis to Revelation in the lives of men and women, nothing is new under the sun. But what I want to submit to you is that seeing the hand of God, listen to me, consistently moves on our behalf, moves on behalf of believers throughout time in a great reminder of God's faithfulness. And you may have an individual that when you've gone through a storm, going through a storm, a story or an account in the Bible, and you look at that and you think about that so that you can experience calm in the storm. One of the favorites of many people is the person Esther. And in the book of Esther, the fourth chapter and verse 16, there's a point where she shares these incredible words. And she said, "And if I perish, I perish." And I'm going to share a little bit about Esther that will help you to have a tremendous appreciation for her. And that we understand that reading the book of Esther, what a courageous person she was. What a great faith that she had. So many things that we could say about Esther. And so we go back and we understand that Esther, it seems, made possible the work of Nehemiah. Her marriage to the king must have given the Jews great prestige. It's impossible to guess what might have happened, what have happened to the Hebrew nation had there been no Esther. Except for her, Jerusalem might never have been rebuilt, and there might have been a different story to tell to all future ages. And when you look at the book of Esther, it is about a very important historical event, and just a story, and not just a story to point a moral. The Hebrew nation's deliverance from annihilation in the days following the Babylonian captivity. If the Hebrew nation had been entirely wiped out of existence 500 years before it brought Christ into the world, that might have made some difference in the destiny of mankind. No Hebrew nation, no Messiah, a lost world. This beautiful Jewish girl of the long ago, though she herself may not have known it, yet played her part in paving the way for the coming of the world's Savior. And so, you know, it might be that some of you already, that when you have gone through a storm, that you have thought of the person Esther, how courageous she was, how valiant she was, and how that she played such an incredible role, again, maybe not even knowing all the ramifications of her decisions and her life, but needless to say, made an incredible difference. Many people might say Joshua is a person that I keep in mind when I think about different people and think about the different stories of individuals in the Bible. And we know that Joshua and Caleb, Joshua, of course, was a type of Christ, and he and Caleb were the only two who made it to the promised land. And Joshua said in those great words in Joshua 24:15, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Now, friends, those are things, words, which we not only need to have in our minds, but also words that we need to put into practice. Such a tremendous, tremendous statement. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so many, many times to know calm and experience calm, to find calm, we need to look. And there's, needless to say, so many, many people might say that the mother, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and how that she trusted Jesus and trusted her completely. Hard for her to understand the miraculous conception, and yet she trusted Jesus and made all the difference in the world. And then another thing that I think is very, very important, and that is that we affirm what God says. In other words, we have hopefully are studying the scriptures. We're seeking to find verses, because we know storms will come in our lives. Find verses that we can hold on to, put them in our hearts, put them in our minds, and that we speak life into tough circumstances and in tough moments. Make it a habit of filling up on the promises of God. Affirm what God says. In other words, you say to yourself, I know what the scriptures teach, and I know what I believe. Now, some of my favorite words when I think about the world that we live in and all the heartaches and problems we're having, and the book of Hebrews is such a great, great book to help to affirm us and help us to understand God's relationship, Jesus' relationship to his children. And in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and I start with the latter part of verse 5, and this is what says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Now you go back to the Greek and read that, and what it actually says in the Greek, never, never, never will I leave you, never, never will, excuse me, will I forsake you. So we will say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? So, and you continue to read, and also in verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we need to affirm. We need to affirm, if we're sharing and seeking to find calm in the storm, to affirm what God says. And we know that in reading in 1 Peter 5:7, those great, great words. These are words that we need again, friends, to have in our minds, to have in our hearts, things that we can quote when a storm and is going about, and so that we can find help in that storm. And in 1 Peter 5:7, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. And so in these storms, when they take place and when they're raging, is maybe we pull ourselves aside and hopefully and prayerfully these words that you have committed to memory, and that you maybe say with a lot of frequency, maybe not necessarily say them out loud, but when the storm is going on, you find yourself continually saying that the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Yes, not only do we rebuke doubt, not only do we seek to find a story in the Holy Scriptures about an individual, and that we can look at them and remember how they handled the particular happenings and the things that they did in the storms of life. And then, of course, affirming what God has said, and that these great verses of Hebrews 13, 5, and 6. And then when you're cast down, you start having cast down thoughts in those storms. You begin to think, and possibly as you ought not to think. And so what happens in that time when a storm is going on? The enemy launches fiery darts in the form of negative thought, endless thought throughout the day. And his goal is to get a person, Satan's purpose, to take ownership of the thought. But friends, listen to me closely. As Christians, we're not to accept anything as truth that doesn't line up with the Word of God. It's so important that we learn how to think. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so before we are going to act right, we've got to learn to think right. And so when we're cast down, what we want to do, and when we begin maybe to have a lot of negativity, a lot of negative thoughts, is to realize that what we need to know, what we want to know, is the truth. And Jesus said, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. There's so much, my friends, is going on out there in our world. So much being said. And many times it's hard to grab a hold and understand what really is right and what is wrong. And so we're told to test the spirits, to test what is being said. And the thing that can make all the difference, and friends, it's difficult today to decipher and seek to understand with the many, many voices which are coming our way. And so I ask you, when we think about this and seeking calmness in the time of storm, do you consider yourself a negative person or a positive person? And again, I think we can teach ourselves to be negative, or we can teach ourselves to be positive. You know, I listen many times and try to help people as much as I can if they're sharing in a storm. And you'll hear expressions like this, well, that's just par for the course. That seems to be the thing that happens to me all the time. And then many times people say that I just knew something's going to happen. Nothing ever good happens to me. It's always negative. It's always bad. Friends, don't get into that line of thinking. The truth, and again, the importance of really realizing, listen to me, that with Christ, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible with God, and that He will supply all of our needs. Now, He didn't say He'll supply all of our wants, but He, listen to me, will supply all of our needs. And it's so regrettable when people get into a very, very negative response to life. It really is regrettable, because I know that Christ does not want us to approach life in that manner. And that we need to understand is that He says over and over in His words that He wants us to have peace. Peace I give to you, not as the world gives, but peace I give to you. And then the fifth thing, be generous. You say, Otis, in a time of storm, I can find calm in the storm by being generous. Yes, that's what I'm saying, is that give time and resources, gifts and love. And it's easy to feel like when disaster hits that we don't have anything to share with others. And I would say, friends, that if you are a strong Christian, and I share this about a man, 45 years old, that we just recently attended the funeral they had for him here in Richmond, Kentucky. And he died with cancer, but it was unbelievable how valiant that this young man, Matthew McKee, fought his illness. And he certainly did let his light shine. And we need to understand, yes, even in the worst of an hour, when we realize all that is available to us through Christ, that we need to let our light shine every way. No matter how hard things get, there's always an opportunity to share. I love the song that says, I know my Lord will make a way. I know my Lord will make a way for me. Not only does this show a deep trust in God, but it also prevents particular thing, mentality from taking root. For instance, if we just allow ourselves to think negatively, then it's going to prevent us becoming a victim of mentality from taking root. So we don't want to get into a thing of living a life that does not reflect the presence of Christ and what he can do for us, and the calmness that he can give, yes, that he can give, and the help that he can give in the time of a storm. I've had many, many people to say to me, and I know it's because of their faith and their trust in Christ, many a person to say, I do not know how I would have ever gotten through the storm had it not been for the realization that Jesus would never leave me, that he would never forsake me, and that he was my refuge and strength, and that we would make it through, and we would go on. And for the one maybe who passed from this life to the other, is that if we're all Christians, we know that we will see each other again. And so what I say to you is, realize you're going to have storms, and you're going to handle the storms many different ways. But I submit to you that when you think on these things, that it will help you immeasurably to know a calm in the storm. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word, and I know that you care about every one of us, and that you want us to know a calm in the storm. And we know that is possible, and we know that our Lord is with us each step of the way. Bless this podcast. In his name we pray. Amen.